This is Daily Minute Special, the English language version of Daily Minutes.
This is a Daily Minutes weekly news about the amateur radio hobby. I'm a day late and I will do it in two parts because there's a lot of news this week. Amateur Radio Newsline has some good news for ham clock users and fans. A free community back-end server has become available. The website hamclock.com makes ham clock's continued functions available for free following a successful reconfiguration of the clock to a new server. The functions include, among other things, weather pressure maps, aurora map generation, ham news headlines, real-time PSK reporter spot data, VOACAP propagation reports and KP index from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. The functions are made possible through the work of Bruce Edrich, W4 Bravo Alpha Echo, who built the project upon the open ham clock backend. Updating can be done via two simple text changes, either to the hosts file or to the command that starts ham clock. The project is independent of the feeds from the original site, clearskyinstitute.com. This is one of several developments as forks of the Open Ham Clock backend created by Brian Wilkins, KO4AQF, and Austin Parsons, KN4LMB. Brian told Amateur Radio Newsline that installation instructions and other information can be found on GitHub under the name Open Ham Clock backend. The popular accessory was left in limbo after the recent death of its creator Albert Downey, WB0OEW. Without a new backend service, its varied functions were scheduled to stop working in June. German company Wymo warns that the latest firmware update for the Anytone ATD890UV may cause malfunctions. The company is receiving an increasing number of reports from customers experiencing issues with the latest firmware update. According to these reports, installing the update could render the device unusable. In several cases, the device appears no longer to boot correctly or freeze completely after installing the update. Based on these signals, users are strongly advised against installing the latest firmware update for the time being. This according to hamnews.com. Due to the severe winter storms sweeping the northeast USA, ARRL headquarters and the Maxim Memorial Station W1AW were closed Monday, February 23. This was for the safety of the ARRL staff. State Governor Ned Lamont has declared a state of emergency ahead of the blizzard that moved into the state Sunday and continuing into Monday. This according to WIA. ICOM say they will introduce the ICOM AH6 antenna tuner later this year. AH6 is said to be a sophisticated next-generation antenna tuner engineered for HF to 50 MHz amateur radio operations at 100 watts of RF power. While it excels with long-wire antennas, it now also supports coaxial cable FET configurations, bridging the functional gap previously occupied by tuners like the AT180 and AT705. Unlike the AH4, the AH6 officially supports the 160-meter band, provided it is paired with a long-wire element length of 30 meters or more. Designed for seamless plug-and-play operation with industry favorites such as the IC7100 and IC7300 Mark II and the IC7610. This according to WIA. Hamnews.com, which is a Dutch website, has also some news about ICOM. ICOM has announced the permanent discontinuation of the ID5100. The model will remain available while supplies last. The transceiver was popular with radio amateurs and other users because of its D-Star support and features such as dual-band reception and a built-in GPS receiver. The 5100 was in production for over 12 years. The new ID5200 is being mentioned as a possible successor. This model was presented as a prototype in 2025 and features a large color display and several improvements, including possible APRS support. APRS is getting ever more popular these days. Well, this was the news for now. Tomorrow or the day after, I have some more news. Daily Minute Special is copyright Peter John Productions. Title music by Blasco, Creative Commons 2.0.
For extra voices, we regularly use 11 Labs.